Donegal performance, and literally on a day that Ireland qualified two teams for the World Championships, for the not the World Championships, indeed, for the Olympic Games in Paris this summer. A 4x4 mixed relay team qualified last night in the Bahamas, and indeed the 4x4 women also both setting national records. So a big story coming from the Bahamas there. But then at the same time, pretty much in Italy, Kelly McGrory from Sir Conall Athletic Club from South Donegal, who is the Donegal, was the Donegal Sports Star of the Year last year in terms of athletics. She was running in Milan. She did a time in the 400 metres at 53:40.76. And that is a new Donegal record. It's her fastest ever. It breaks her own existing Donegal record. And indeed, more importantly, on a night when I referenced those relay teams and the squad that was out there, this puts her very, very, very much, this 53:76 time, finishing second in Milan, actually, she puts her in the zone for selection for the Olympic Games. Now, obviously, there are a couple of months to go, and there will be six on the squad, and everybody will be vying for positions. But 53:76 in the season opener in her first race since Belgrade last year, when she ran for Ireland in the World Championships and the 4x4 relay, this puts her back in the game, and she had been injured. She's back in action. 53:76, new Donegal record, the third or fourth fastest by an Irish woman in this outdoor season, and it puts her very, very much in line for selection, really, and indeed for consideration for selection for the Olympic Games. And that story will roll and roll over the next couple of weeks, obviously. But Kelly now competes as Milan it was last night. She'll now move on to Slovenia, where she'll run a 400 metre hurdles, and we can expect yet another strong performance for her there. So that was a big story this weekend. But Kelly McGrory, the Sir Conall athlete, hitting the button big time in this new season 2024 outdoors, and maybe with fingers crossed, putting her name forward for consideration for selection for the Olympic Games 4x4 squad. And just to explain, in a 4x4 squad for the Olympic Games, indeed for any major championships, you take six athletes, and you work with the six athletes. So let's see how that all emerges. And not only that was not only that story over 400 metres, but we had a new personal best and a new Finn Valley Club record over 400 metres in the women's as well from Arlene Crossan. She seeded the time of 55:13, which is a big improvement, and it's a really big performance from her. Second fastest ever by a Donegal woman. Second fastest ever by a Donegal woman, yes. And that was at the IMC meeting in Santry yesterday, the Crusaders promoted meeting. It was just one of a number of strong performances by Finn Valley athletes at that meet. We had a PB at over 1500 metres from Eimear McCarroll. She continues to improve. Oisin Atoy, a student still at the ATU in Letterkenny, 156.09 for 800 metres. That's a new PB for him. We had Amy Green, a really strong performance over 3,000 metres, finishing third. And we had Kieran McCarroll, a younger brother of Arlene. He had a 51.98 400 metres for fourth. So a good day for Finn Valley at those championships and at those that Irish Miners Club meet. So well done to that. So that's the story really then of the weekend, is 400 metres running with Kelly and of course with Arlene. So Arlene now will compete in Belfast next weekend. She will move to Brussels the following weekend, and she continue to improve. And she also there in the top 7 or 8 Irish 400 metre runners right now. So she's just got to keep focused and continue to work on that improvement. What else had we happening? Well, we had schools, as I said, and I was heralding that up. We had primary schools during the week. We had 800 children in Letterkenny for their regional primary schools. We had 1,200 over 2 days at Finn Valley for the local area at Finn Valley. And those finals, with all the county putt coming together, happening on the 15th of March. And indeed, an open meet at Finn Valley this Wednesday evening, starting at 5:45, for all those young age groups, athletes that are school going youngsters that may want to have another extra competition and just enter on the day. So that's Finn Valley Wednesday evening, 5:45. Enter on the evening and just turn up. So the program on the Facebook and social media, of course. Then second course over the last few days, and good strong performance without mentioning any individuals. Very good strong performances in numbers, that is, from Loretta Letterkenny. They had many qualifiers for Ulster Schools Finals, and indeed St. Columbus College Drenarler. They were very, very prominent as well. But many Donegal schools getting in on the act. So we look forward now to, again, May the 15th in the Mary Peter Strike for those Ulster Schools Finals. So in addition to that little athletics meeting coming up on Wednesday night, we have the Northwest 10K tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in Letterkenny. So we anticipate maybe 1,000 taking to the road on the bank holiday Monday. So looking forward to that. Three charities, of course, to gain from that. And Neil Martin and his team have done a hell of a lot of work in the background to ensure the success of this, yet again, another Northwest 10K. So that's the story as we sign off for this weekend. But the story very, very much about Kelly McGrory from Mount Charles, from Tyrconnell Athletic Club, 53.76, new Donegal record over 400 metres in Milan, and a new personal best, strong performance from Arlene Cross in the Finn Valley, over 400 metres as well, and in Dublin. So the story really of the outdoor season in Donegal Athletics is just beginning to wind up.